The indie farming hit Stardew Valley, where stylish pixel graphics will hook you as you build your perfect farm, is just one of the excellent titles available to play now on Apple Arcade. Enjoy unlimited access to over 200 incredibly fun games with no ads and no in-app purchases. From puzzle and adventure games to sports, racing, and multiplayer action games, everyone can count on finding something to love. Head to sifter.com.au/arcade to start your free trial of Apple Arcade today. That's sifter.com.au/arcade for a free 1 month trial of Apple Arcade, and you'll be supporting independent video games journalism. This offer is for new subscribers only, $9.99 a month after free trial. Plan automatically renews after trial until cancelled.
Sifter.com.au.
Hi, I'm Fiona Bartholomaeus.
And I'm Mitch Lowe.
Welcome to Walkthrough, Sifter's weekly recap on the biggest news in video games.
This week, just about every game is getting out of Silksong's way. Vivi from Final Fantasy is messing up the entire Magic the Gathering meta. And EA's revived Skate series kicks off mid-September. Here is the news for Sunday, the 31st of August. Let's go.
Join the Sifter community on Discord at sifter.com.au/Discord.
Hollow Knight Silksong has been the talk of the town this week, and now that we have a release date, other games are postponing their releases to get out of its way. A bunch of indie Metroidvania titles, including Feyland, Baby Steps, and Little Witch in the Woods, have announced that they will be moving their release dates because of how highly anticipated Hollow Knight Silksong is. They want to make sure that the game they've been working on gets the visibility it deserves, especially when they've been working so hard to release it to their fans.
It's totally understandable that this is happening. Silksong is probably one of the most anticipated games since its first game almost 8 years ago. And realistically, most gaming press and influencers are going to be pretty focused on Hornet for at least a couple of weeks, so it does make a lot of sense. We'll leave a link in our show notes so you can read the announcements made by those devs and when the games will be released instead. Aftermath is reporting that Vivi from Final Fantasy IX is messing up Magic the Gathering, so much so that he might get banned. Introduced as part of the popular Final Fantasy Magic card set that made $200 million in a single day, Vivi's card can be combined with the legendary artifact Agatha's Soul Cauldron to create an increasing feedback loop that is insanely powerful.
Basically, this happened to me on the weekend while playing Magic the Gathering, and I'm a new player, so this wasn't fair. So basically what happens is you get tokens, you put one token on the creature you own. It's basically a big feedback loop. If you would like a detailed description of this playstyle, you can check it out on our show notes. But basically the deck is now worth about $700 to $800 and it's called Izet Cauldron. And according to Aftermath, it's very popular and it's very expensive and it's dominating the standard format.
It'll be interesting to see if Wizards of the Coast ban Vivi or the Cauldron, or just do nothing.
They'll probably do nothing and let them just dominate the game and everybody will hate playing with them.
The Pokemon Company released a couple of new trailers for Legends Pokemon ZA this week, and they were not what we were expecting. The first was a found footage horror situation where two people were exploring an abandoned house, getting jump scared by a bunch of creepy Pokemon, including a Sableye, and then the camera also cutting in and out with static. Eventually, they come face to face with a Mega Victory Bell as it crashes through the wall and scares them away while spitting acid everywhere.
And this is just a trailer to introduce Mega Victory Bell and reveal that it's coming to the new game. Seriously, it's a wild way for Pokemon to announce this. They did release a more G-rated trailer showing in-game footage about how it will look and how it will move along the streets of Lumino City. A lot more silly looking than what the horror trailer showed us.
I think now what the Pokemon Company needs to do is release a horror Pokemon game. What are they doing instead, though? Is Mexican wrestling? That's right, we got a second trailer where we meet Mega Horlucha, a flying Mexican wrestling-inspired fighting and flying type. But wait, there's more. They also announced that Pokemon will be teaming up with Mexican wrestling promotion CMLL to show Lucha Libre, a traditional style of Mexican wrestling.
Now that's a crossover I didn't have on my 2025 bingo card. And just before we go away from this story, I just want to look at Mega Victory Bell again. I'm just going to put it on the screen. Yeah, just take it in.
Wild.
That's what it is. Love it. Okay, move on.
Atari has reached an IP agreement with Ubisoft to acquire the rights to five of its games, with a goal to revive them and make them available on new platforms. The games are Cold Fear, I Am Alive, Child of Eden, Grow Home, and Grow Up. These games aren't massive, but they are some cult hits that have been sitting dormant for quite a while.
Atari CEO and chairman Wade Rosen said in a press release that the company is excited to reintroduce these titles while exploring ways to expand those franchises. This could mean anything from new content for those games to different formats or different channels of distribution. I'm excited to see how these old games get revived.
Stop, do a kickflip!
Grab your deck because Skate, the skateboarding series, which has been snoozing for a while, will be back in about 2 weeks, hitting early access on September 16th. This new version of the game will be a live service, so we'll need to take everything with a grain of salt for sure, but I'm looking forward to opening loot boxes with different skateboards in them.
The trade-off for this, of course, is that the game is free to play and will be in early access for at least a year as developers shape the title. Free and live service is often enough to give any game a pause, so we're going to hold our thoughts until it hits pretty much everything in the middle of the month. That's it for the headlines. Here are the games coming out this week.
Other Skin is a sci-fi shooter game where you play as Alex, a volunteer space crusader who's on a deadly solo mission to uncover the planet's secrets. Guided by your AI suit, explore alien biomes, fight to survive, and absorb alien morphs beyond human limits. That's out on PC on the 2nd.
Also out on the 2nd is Rogue Labyrinth, a roguelike action RPG where you have to fight through a monster-filled Colosseum labyrinth created by an egocentric billionaire colonist. You can make friends or enemies with rivals, employees and fans, and monsters as well to improve your abilities. You can battle your way through the labyrinth when it arrives on PC on Tuesday.
Explore a beautiful origami world in Hiragami. You play as Hiro, a fan-wielding master of the art of folding, out on a mystical journey to save your home from deadly digital invaders. It's a super cool concept where you take on different origami animal forms to travel across the land, solve puzzles, and battle. It's out on PC and PlayStation 5 on the 3rd.
And of course, out on the 4th is the highly anticipated Hollow Knight Silksong, where you play as the lethal Hunter Hornet. This game almost needs no introduction, but can you believe it's actually in our release radar, finally? Discover new powers, battle hordes of bugs and beasts, and uncover secrets tied to your nature and your past. It's a local game made in Adelaide, so if you want to support some Aussie devs and be part of the cultural phenomenon that it is, will be released on PC, Xbox, PlayStation, and Switch this Thursday.
Articles to read,
videos to watch,
and podcasts to listen to.
Sifter.com.au.
This has been Walkthrough by Sifter. My name is Mitch Lowe.
And my name is Fiona Bartholomaeus. Thank you so much for listening.
We've got a heap of new reviews up on sifter.com.au. Kat has been keeping cozy with Make Room and Tiny Bookshop. And Adam has been playing Wuchang Fallen Feathers, despite being a Souls-like sicko and had mixed feelings about it. Read those reviews and more on our website, sifter.com.au. That website again is sifter.com.au.
Sifter is produced by myself, Naomi Jackson, Kat Jarn, Carl Pletto, Adam Christou, and Chris Button. Mitch Lowe is senior producer and my co-host this week, and Gianni Di Giovanni is Sifter's executive producer and script editor.
Thanks to Brian Fairbanks from Salty Dog Sounds, as always, for composing the Walkthrough theme tune, and Audio Technica and Apple for their support of Sifter's podcasts.
We'll be back with more news next Sunday. See you then.
Hey there, Gianni here on the latest episode of Lightmap Sifter's interview podcast. Dave Lloyd from Melbourne's Power Hoof joins us to share The Drifter, a stylish point-and-click adventure game with some stunning pixel art inspired by pulpy thrillers.
I think I'll always be making adventure games because it's kind of where I came from as a developer as well. Draw this flow chart of like, okay, they're going to need to pick up a screwdriver from somewhere. Where could that be? And they've got to have that before they can do this next bit where they need the screwdriver. So, you know, kind of, and then trying to distill that into sort of almost a walkthrough slash to-do list of what has to go in the game. And every character's suddenly got to have a bit of an arc, and they've got to be multiple subplots for it to hold together. It did my head in trying to work it all out.
You can get every episode of Lightmap for free on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, on YouTube. You can head to our website, sifter.com.au, or find it wherever you like to listen to podcasts.